USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The President and First Lady Jill Biden are reigniting the Cancer Moonshot. The program aims to reduce the U.S. cancer death rate by half over the next 25 years.
When we work together in America, there is nothing, nothing beyond our capacity. Nothing. So let's show the world what's possible. Let's show the world that we're committed. Let's show that we can do big things.
President Biden's son, Beau, lost a long battle against cancer in 2015. The winter storm hitting many parts of the United States is causing a large number of flights to be canceled. FlightAware reporting more than 2,000 flights have been canceled within, into, or out of the United States so far today. Snow falling from parts of New Mexico all the way to Michigan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds. And more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
As the situation along the Ukraine-Russia border continues to escalate, the United States is taking action. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
President Biden is sending U.S. troops to Europe in the wake of Russian posturing at the Ukraine border. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby from the lectern.
An additional force of about approximately 2,000 troops from the United States to Europe in the next few days. The 82nd Airborne Division is deploying components of an infantry brigade combat team and key enablers to Poland, and the 18th Airborne Corps is moving a joint task force capable headquarters to Germany. This force is trained and equipped for a variety of missions to deter aggression and to reassure and to defend our allies.
The 8,500 troops announced earlier this week will remain on standby.
CNN President Jeff Zucker resigned, citing his failure to disclose a consensual relationship with a close colleague. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Brian Flores says his kids are the reason for his lawsuit against the NFL that alleges racial discrimination. That's what the former Miami Dolphins head coach told CNN this morning. Flores saying he doesn't want his two sons and daughter to have to go through some of the things he went through. One of the allegations in the lawsuit is that Flores was told to lose games as head coach of the Miami Dolphins. As far as how that was supposed to happen, Flores tells CNN,
"We don't, you know, take a vacation. We don't need to win right now. You're going to keep your job. You know, you signed a contract. You know, things like that. But look, I've got a group of men in that locker room. I need to be looking them in the eye, and they need to know that I'm helping them reach their potential. We're trying to win games, and I was never going to stand for that. And I would say that strained a lot of the relationships in Miami."
General Motors employees will be receiving as much as $10,250 in their paycheck on February 25th. The amount is for their share of profits from 2021. The United Auto Workers Union says around 42,500 workers will get the payments. Employees at a Kansas plant are concerned they won't get the full amount because they were shut down for much of 2021. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.